Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome to the program. We are here in a sun-splashed stadium at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And today, finally, the weather has broke. And yesterday, the clouds were parting. But today, you wake up to not a cloud in the sky. Bright, bright, high sun. And today is supposed to warm up close to 70 today. The ballpark is going to be alive coming up here a little bit later on as the Brewers are going to be taking on the LA Angels here a little bit later on today. And we are broadcasting today and tomorrow, rounding out our spring training coverage. Saw Craig Counsell this morning, and he's getting ready to do his press conference. Tomorrow on the program, he is going to join us. David Stearns, the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, is going to be here. And we're going to talk about this team, going to talk about last year's philosophy of 4,374 outs. And we're going to get into that discussion and see if, again, it's going to hold true this year as out-getters are prevalent when it comes to how they're going to set up their rotation. So you got the Angels here today, San Diego here tomorrow, and then a split squad over the weekend, and then we're going to be winging our way back and start our broadcast again next Monday back in our studios. Before, I want to remind you, opening day at Miller Park, we will be live. The Bill Michaels Show on the network is going to be live from Miller Park out in front of Hellfair Field, as we are each and every year. So make sure you tune in for that very special broadcast on that day as well. But today, got a lot to get to. We're going to be talking with Mark Grody, who's the Bears sideline reporter for 670 The Score down in Chicago. Mark is going to give us a lowdown on the Bears as free agency is underway. And now you got Le'Veon Bell. He is now so the big shiny objects are now out. As far as out in the in the stratosphere of money, you've got Antonio Brown going to the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell goes over to the Jets. Le'Veon Bell, I had said this in a piece that I had cut last night, that he cost himself $14 million. He really didn't get the size of the contract that he thought he would get. In essence, he kind of hurt himself. And also, even though he is out of the Steelers organization, he went to the Jets. The Jets aren't going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon. They're not even going to compete for one. And as long as Tom Brady's in that division and Bill Belichick's there, I can't imagine the Jets are going to be very relevant anytime soon. So, how much money buys you happiness? And I guess if you're okay with it, then, you know, everybody else can be as well, I guess. But after all of that, you know, forcing your way out of Pittsburgh and saying you're going to sit out and you're going to get paid like a wide receiver, and after all of that, you end up with a contract that's not even the biggest contract when it comes to running backs in the NFL. Why? It wasn't even worth it. So putting his head on the pillow at night, I'm sure he's putting his head on a pillow stuffed with money, but I don't think he saw anywhere near what he thought he would end up seeing. So anyway, some of the prime players now off the board. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Yesterday, Ryan Horvath, back in the studios, by the way. Radio Joe Zinzola, the announcement was made yesterday on Facebook, is engaged.
Yeah, we saw that. You know what? I was actually tipped off. I had a spoiler alert that it was going to go down. Bart Winkler from the morning show found out this information, and I said, should we mess with him? And I was like, man, that's just too ruthless. That's too rude. Let's let him get the proposal in.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I knew they were coming out here. I didn't know that was coming, but I knew they were coming out. I knew they were going to, you know, kind of be motoring around, and and doing a few golf outings and that kind of thing. But I didn't know that was coming. But then again, we all saw it coming, the timing of it. We just didn't know when.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, for those that didn't know, Radio Joe Zanzola got engaged down here yesterday, somewhere in a mountain. He was up in some mountain somewhere. I don't know where it was, but I don't know if it was Camelback or what it was, but him and Rachel on some mountain somewhere, and I don't even know who was taking the pictures.
That's what I was wondering. Did they just have somebody random, or
I don't know.
Are Joe's parents up there with them? How about his apparel, too? The guy gets engaged. Put on a dress shirt or something, Joe.
Yeah,
for your pictures,
it was a
man.
Packers pullover. He got engaged in a Packers pullover, you know? It wasn't like there was a dress up or anything like that. I mean, I guess if he throws a tux on to go hiking in the mountains, everybody would have known something was up.
But, that's true. Joe going hiking is enough, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, he's out and about, and next thing you know, she says yes. And I like the caption, of course she said yes.
Cocky.
That, like there would be a doubt. You know, come on, it's me. I'm Radio Joe. Come on. But yeah, Radio Joe Zanzola got engaged yesterday. You know what I did yesterday? We went up to Cave Creek, and there's a Packers bar, the old bar that Max McGee used to own that he ended up turning over to his daughter and has since been sold. And last year, like 3-4 years ago, I think it burned down, and then they rebuilt the place. Went there yesterday, and I did some shopping up in the little western town and kind of, you know, hung out there, did some lunch and everything. Did you ever do one of those escape rooms?
No, I haven't.
I've never done one, and I'll be honest with you. I have never done one, and here's the reason why. Because they always intimidated me. Because I always thought, I'm going to be the idiot that gets stuck in the room and never gets out. Now,
right. You
have to understand, going in, they can't technically lock you in a room. I mean, it's against the law. You, because of fire codes and such, they have to be able. You can always leave at any time. But the point is for you to actually get out of the room, follow the clues, you know. So my wife, we were looking for stuff to do, and she goes, there's a thing called Sleuth Box, which is escape room, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down there yesterday, and they give you 1 hour. They start timing you. The minute you get in the room, the little timer goes off. They give you a timer, and they have a timer outside, and they have cameras and speakers inside the room. And if you need a clue, you can yell out into the sky, basically, into the air. You can say, we need a clue. Well, we didn't really ask for clues, but she could tell we were struggling, you know?
Yeah.
And so while we were kind of on the right path, we weren't we weren't the super sleuth, so to speak. And so I don't know how many clues we got, maybe 10 or 15 clues or something like that, but finally got out of this thing in like 66 minutes. She said the norm is like everybody gets like 10 clues and like 65, 70 minutes to get out of this thing. It's like people just complete it after the allotted amount of time. So we made it out in 66 minutes yesterday. But I've never done that. I had a blast. So if you're looking for something to do, if you've got an escape room, that might be the way to go. Now, this was just one of these old style. It was like an old study,
mm-hmm.
you know, set up in the early 1900s. And, you know, you're going around, you're trying to find keys. All the boxes are locked with locks and padlocks and dial locks and combination locks. And you're trying to find all the clues to open the locks. And it's just, you know, you're getting all these numbers, and it was really wild. And then we got to one point where this little box opens up, and there's a pad on the wall. You dial the pad in, you're trying to figure out the numbers for the pad, and then finally all of a sudden the whole picture opens up on a wall, and another one opens up, and there's gears and everything else, and pianos are playing, and it was wild. And all of a sudden this whole wall opened up into another room. It was pretty cool. And then this whole wall opened up into another room, and then you had to get out of that room. And then finally we got out after, you know, 66 minutes. But anyway, I did that yesterday. Just kind of wanted to run around and have some fun, so that's what we ended up doing. In the meantime, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Mark Grody, Bears sideline reporter for 670 The Score down in Chicago. We're going to chat with him about their team. How much better, if at all, did they get? In addition to that, we're going to talk some more NFL and talk about more so the NFC North. And we'll get his opinion outside looking in as to what the Packers have done to upgrade their situation, and whether or not the Packers are considered now the threat in the NFC North, or if they are still, you know, more than a few players away. We'll have to wait and see there. And how about this? This is one that got me yesterday. The Chiefs announced that they have cut Eric Berry. Eric Berry cut yesterday by the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a blow to that secondary. They have lost some playmakers on that defense down there. Now, I don't know what he's going to command on the open market, but after the run on safeties, I never saw that coming. There was some talk of it, but I didn't think they'd let him go. If you're Brian Gutekunst, do you figure out a way to take everything you have and throw it into Eric Berry? I'd do it in a heartbeat. Eric Berry is a good cat, man. If you want to talk about upgrading your secondary, there's a guy I'd go after. You talk about bookends. You'd have some hitters, some playmakers. You'd have guys that you could bring off the – Mike Pettine would be like a kid in a candy store with what he could dial up with having a secondary that the Pack, Adrian Amos and Eric Berry. Holy mackerel. You could do many things with those two cats. So if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'm right now, I'm going down to Mark Murphy's office going, hey, can you charge a few more dollars for the ski hill because we need some money. We got to go after this guy. Just my opinion. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Mark Grody, Bears sideline reporter for 670 The Score, is going to join us coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. They have been serving up big parties for a long time, whether it's 10 or 10,000. They've got it. They can get it done for you. For over 45 years, they've been doing it. Their lineup includes 12 to 20-piece party boxes, 2-foot party subs, salads, soups, chips, cookies, you name it. They've got it. There's no need for you to do all the work. Just enjoy the party. Leave the rest to them. You can order online for pickup or delivery now, which is available at select locations at CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs Catering. That's where they believe in better, and the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We're going to talk some Bears football. Mark Grody from The Score down in Chicago coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We are glad to have you broadcasting live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Sun splash today, getting up to about 70. Brewers and the Angels coming up a little bit later on this afternoon here at the ballpark. 3:05 Central Time, 1:05 down here in Arizona. Mark Grody from 670 The Score now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Bears sideline reporter. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Sounds like you're setting up a pretty nice scene out there in AZ.
I got to ask you, because you switched over from the Cubs to the Bears, did you get a chance to come out and stay at Score House at all? Because from what I understand, it's probably going to be raided.
I was not at Score House. However, there is talk from our program director, Mitch Rosen, that there may be a Score House 2. And Score House 2 may be located in Bourbonnais, which is where the Bears train, and that would be right in my wheelhouse. So I may be, in some small way, part of Score House 2 if the sequel does actually happen and we're even allowed to.
Awesome. Anytime you get a Midwestern type of animal house, then you're good to go. You know that. Down here, it's a little bit different. It's a little more upscale. Hey, the Bears courting. Well, first and foremost, you guys are courting HaHa Clinton Dix, from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean there's talk of that. It's an interesting move. Obviously, with Adrian Amos having moved on to the Green Bay Packers, I don't know how real the talks are with HaHa Clinton Dix at this moment. I know that that's a guy that some of their scouts have liked over the years. It's wait and see. It's a position of need. But, you know, the thing is that Ryan Pace has hit on safeties late in the draft. You know, Eddie Jackson was a late draft pick. So was Adrian Amos, for that matter, was a fifth-round pick. So these are positions that you can possibly get in the draft. And the Bears, you know, for people who don't know, the Bears have a 3-4-5 and 2-7, no 1 and no 2 this year. So I don't know, that's sort of the direction that I had thought that they might go in, and still may very well be the case. But being that all the safeties have been plucked off the board over the last few days, and you know, HaHa is the last man standing, you could see why they've kind of made that, they've zeroed in on that for now.
Tell me what the loss of Adrian Amos does to that secondary.
Well, I do think it takes away a little bit of the continuity that did exist between he and Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson is the star of that secondary group. Well, not necessarily the whole secondary, because you have Kyle Fuller. but of that safety group. But Adrian Amos has been a steady, healthy player for the last few years for the Bears, and was just, you know, a really, like, a guy that you could depend on game in and game out. He was a good tackler, too. I mean, he was third in the team in tackles, had a couple of picks, had a couple of really important pass deflections throughout this year in some key games for the Bears. So, you know, and he's starting, you know, a little bit of leadership. He's well-liked in the locker room. So, yeah, they're going to have to make up for it. I think that, you know, I think of Adrian Amos as one of these guys who is just going to be steady for Green Bay now going forward. And I think he's also a guy that he's one of these safeties that could play 12, 13 years and get just a little bit better every year. So, I mean, I classify him as what, you know, just good NFL player, if not, you know, not spectacular.
So talk about how the Bears are getting better. They've lost a couple of players. And so, you know, they're trying to build off of what they established last year. Obviously, that defense was key in getting them there. You lose, as you had mentioned, Adrian Amos. But talk about how maybe the holes that needed to be filled or need to be filled for this team to get even better.
Yeah, I mean, I say as we're talking right now, Bill, the Bears are not as good as they were last year, and simply just by the process of elimination, Adrian Amos being gone, a lot of people don't think that they're going to be able to bring back a very talented nickelback in Bryce Callahan. So those already right there might be two holes that you have to fill. The other big area is running back, because, you know, just there's a lot of consternation, a lot of attention given to the running back position last year, and specifically Jordan Howard, and how the Bears just never truly got the running game going. Well, they did as the season went on, but not in the prime of the season. So, you know, the idea is that you want a prototype for that type of offense, and it doesn't appear that it's Matt Nagy. They went out and signed Mike Davis, who had been with Seattle. That's not a blow-you-away signing. But, you know, in terms of the needs that still exist, it is continuing to do whatever the quarterback Mitchell Trubisky needs on that team to become better, whether it is a running back that can catch it out of the backfield. I think another thing that the Bears could use is another big target, whether that comes in the form of a big wide receiver or another big tight end, a guy who can catch the ball in small spaces and make adjustments and be open when you're not really open. I think that that is something that is incredibly important for any young quarterback, and especially Mitchell Trubisky, who's still trying to learn this offense.
I was going to ask you, how much do you think Mitchell Trubisky progressed last year?
He did a lot. Like, I think it was an interesting season, because I think it was tough early on for Mitchell Trubisky. Then they started to figure out, maybe five, six games in, what it was that he was really comfortable with, and they pared it down, and you started to see improvements with Trubisky. And then there was an interesting mode towards the end of the season, a mode that I call championship mode, that they kind of stopped the development of Mitchell Trubisky towards the end of the season, because they knew that if they were going to do anything in the playoffs and possibly make it to the Super Bowl, it was going to have to be with their defense. And so they went into that mode of let's just be more conservative, maybe take away some of the elements of the Matt Nagy offense. And when I say take away, this is Matt Nagy doing it himself, since he's the one that calls the plays, you know, and just being more conservative and almost stop the development. So it was an interesting year from that regard, that he definitely got better from the beginning of the year, but starting this year in training camp, he's going to be expected to go up to another level. And that the other level is recognizing defenses better and finding the open man. Sometimes he struggled in that regard, obviously being more consistent and maybe not depending on having to run the ball as much, even though I'm a big supporter of his running game. As long as he's got the legs to do it, that you should do it now before you get too old to be that fast. But, yeah, I think that some additions will help him, and then just recognizing the offense better.
I got a question for you. By the way, we're talking with Mark Grody from The Score down at Chicago Bears sideline reporter. Looking at what the Packers have done, and for the first time in a long time, they've been relatively aggressive in free agency over the last couple of years, specifically this year and this offseason signing so far. But where do the Packers rank in your mind as to the viability of the NFC North?
Yeah, I mean, they've made themselves a lot better and have probably put themselves back into competition for the division at this point. I think that it's still, at this moment, I would still say that the Bears and Vikings are the two best teams in the division, but that the Packers, they are now, whereas before they may not have been, I think now they are officially back in the picture. The thing is, still, having Aaron Rodgers on that team, that can always take the Packers to the highest level of the division. So I definitely don't count them out as the best team. But if you're asking me to rank them, I put them third, but it's really close. It's not like they're a distant third right now.
Hey, Ryan Pace, he started the rebuild, trades for Mitch Trubisky. You're looking offensively. Teams in the division for a long time were saying, well, we have to outscore the Packers, and they were trying to do so via the offense. And then what they did over in Minnesota was basically said, we're just going to build a defense and try to beat the hell out of them. It seems like the Bears have taken that model, where if you don't have an elite quarterback, you got to kind of do the John Elway thing. If you're looking at a quarterback that's just going to manage a game or try not to screw it up, you got to have a defense that's going to punch Aaron Rodgers in the mouth. Do you get the sense that that is going to be the emphasis again this offseason, specifically going to the draft?
Yeah, well, in the draft, I'd say probably not, actually. I'd say this year in the draft, I think my guess is with the Bears, again, just choosing in the third round first, that they're probably going to go offense, that they're probably going to go some sort of pass-catching running back. I don't rule out the possibility of defense, and I'm sure they'll grab somebody in the draft, but honestly, I think that they have put so many resources into defense, obviously with the big whopper being Khalil Mack last year, the keeping of Kyle Fuller, who, of course, the Green Bay Packers tried to attain last year. So I do think that this year it becomes more about offense. I think they're pretty confident in what they have defensively right now. But it is a good point. I mean, the Bears trying to match the Packers once upon a time was going out and getting Jay Cutler and then giving Jay Cutler whatever he needed, and it clearly didn't work. So why not put the resources in the defense as they did last year? But now they have an offense, which was just average this year, and ultimately it's really hard in this NFL to just depend on your defense to lead you to a 12-4 record as the Bears did last year. I don't know that that's repeatable. So I would say, actually, the emphasis this year in the draft is probably going to be on offense.
Mark, always a pleasure when you do Scorehouse down there. Maybe I'll swing by because that's within driving distance, and that's bring your own bail money.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, you got me, as long as you got my back, man. I mean, we all need a friend.
Sounds good, buddy. Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Okay.
All right, Bill. Take care, man.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Mark Grody from The Score down in Chicago, Bears sideline reporter, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. Been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Some of the terrific sponsors that brought us down here to Arizona, our friends over at Skipper Buds, and I'm sitting here looking at a lot of sunshine right now, and I know we're hoping for it back in the state of Wisconsin. And as soon as finally, when we start to get some warmer weather and some nice summer type of weather, you're going to want to get out on the open water. Skipper Buds is the way to do it. Check out their huge selection, new and used, of yachts, pontoons, sport and deck boats, fishing boats. They've got the best in water sports. Great people. Go see the general manager, Todd, over there at the one in Pewaukee. That's where I go. Great people over there. If you're getting ready to get your boat serviced or summarized, go see Ryan in the service department. Go to skipperbuds.com. That's skipperbuds.com. Also, our friends over at Pindell, if you're looking for a new team to go to work for, maybe a team in general, they have a specialty machining company in New Berlin, Wisconsin. And if you're looking to become a part of a winning team, go to their website and see all that they have to offer and all the opportunities. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, that is Pindell.com. That's Pindell.com. And then see my buddy Glenn over at Breaker Chevy. If you're looking for new or used, doesn't matter, in the Milwaukee area, go to Breaker Chevy. And see Glenn if you're looking for service over there in the service department. I'm sure he's got an opinion, not only on the Bucs, but I'm sure he's got an opinion on the Packers as well, because he's always texting me whether or not he likes a deal or doesn't like a deal. Go to BraegerChevy.com, B-R-A-E-G-E-R, BraegerChevy.com, and maybe they can help you out over there. But say hi to Glenn for me when you do. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers and expectations coming into this season. That's next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're broadcasting live at the American Family Fields of Phoenix and down here for Brewers spring training. Brewers today taking on the L.A. Angels here at Maryvale. And they're going to be back here tomorrow as well against San Diego. They have a split squad game over the weekend on Saturday. They're on the road on Sunday. But it looks like the weather's going to be perfect. Pretty much from here on out, the threat of rain is nil in the forecast. So it looks like the rest of spring training, at least for a while anyway, for the next week, should be pretty good for this team to be able to get all their work in. So we'll talk more about that. Billy Schmid with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, and also doing some spring training live broadcast down here. Billy's going to be joining us. He's downstairs right now with Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell doing his daily press conference with the media. He meets with the media every morning just as we're getting ready to go on the air. I have a chance to chat with him a little bit walking in and say hello and just kind of, you know, kind of shoot the stuff and ask how things are going. And, you know, you talk about a guy like Jimmy Nelson, and it's just, it's, you know, kind of the stand pat answer of day to day and getting stronger. The same thing with, you know, Jeremy Jeffress, which if Jeremy Jeffress can't come back or does not return that strength in his arm, not that I fear that it's not going to happen, but then it would put somewhat of a hole in that bullpen, because that bullpen was really the backbone of this pitching staff and this kind of this team last year, because they were just, you got to the sixth inning and it was just like lights out. I mean, this staff was so good if they could just get to the sixth inning with a lead. So, and he was a big part of that. For his rough of outings he had in the postseason, he was that good to get them to that point. So you certainly hope that Jeremy Jeffress has the capability to strengthen that shoulder and not go on the DL and not have any further issues with it. And it's just a matter of kind of, you know, when you get into spring training, you start throwing, pitchers oftentimes go through what they call a dead arm period, and you're hoping maybe that's just it. Maybe it's just a little, you know, rehab conditioning, and you start to feel better, and then you get a little rest on it, and all of a sudden you're back and you got that snap. But if not, then you might be looking for some additional help before it's all said and done. But let's hope they don't have to go in that direction. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Have your expectations for the Packers for this upcoming season changed at all? That's the question. Have the Packers, with what they've done in the free agency market, now, this is before they get into the draft, but we know that they have six picks in the first four rounds. Let's not forget. Have they then changed your expectations for this upcoming season? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. I got to admit, I thought from the beginning that this team would be better. And one big reason is, and I'm not saying that Matt LaFleur has all the answers, but I think now you've got guys that have been maybe a little bit complacent, guys that, veterans, that the message was then starting to fall on some deaf ears from Mike McCarthy. And now it's like everybody's got to come to camp and work a little bit harder to impress Brian Gutekunst, the new general manager. You've got to impress a new head coach. Mike Pettine, defensively speaking, you know, he's been there, done that, but don't forget, he's only a year into this thing. You've got a new offensive coordinator. You've got a familiar face, a buffer, if you will, Luke Getsy coming back as a quarterback's coach. So you have some familiarity there. But I think this raises the game for everybody. And I know there are some people that just kind of feel, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to raise his game. He's a veteran. He knows his place. Yeah, but I think now this is a new opportunity to show another coach, another figurehead, if you will, his level of professionalism, his level of work ethic, his level of ability. You know, you don't care how long you've been in a company. If you get a new boss, you want to impress your boss. So while there's a working relationship there, and even if you're the best salesman in a company and you get a new general manager, even if you're the best salesman by far and everybody knows it, you don't have your new boss come in and you know, you just tell your new boss, hey, I'm the man, and don't worry about me. I think everybody's out to impress the new boss. So my thought was that this team was going to get better anyway. And now you throw into the mix some veteran free agents, Obviously, they've got opportunities in the draft, and you would hope, you're hoping you get at least two starters, whether it's offensively or defensively speaking. So what is the expectation, realistically, for this upcoming season? This is before the draft now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, 98% success rate. So if you're stuck indoors all throughout this long winter and the indoor activities aren't good, getting you down a little bit, then call my friends, the medical experts over at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451, and they can help you out. 98% success rate, that's pretty damn good in the grand scheme, right? And then if you're sluggish, if you're moody, if you have the brain fog, if you don't have stamina, you don't have energy, could be low T. And all you got to do is go in, if you're over the age of 30, just go in and get your numbers checked. Again, 414-455-4451. And if you're sitting there right now going, man, I need to get in better shape, I've put on a little weight, I need to start moving around, they have the all-in-one weight loss program. That works as well. Again, you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Let's see here. We've got a couple of different things regarding the question. Basically, have your expectation levels raised when it comes to the Packers this season? MUBBSZN tweets us at, which is free Aaron Jones, by the way, tweets us at Bill_Michaels, saying 100% my thoughts have changed. I think this team is now a competitor. This is from Mitch. Mitch writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I think the Packers have gotten dramatically better, and this defense is going to be a lot better. I like what Mike Pettine brought to the table last year. Imagine the toys that he has now, plus some of the new guys they'll get in the draft. I'm excited for what they're doing. Sober Rizzo says, I'm looking forward to both the Packers and the Brewers season. I think the Brewers are going to be vying for a championship, and I think the Packers are going to get back to the postseason, but I think they are 2 years away from being a true Super Bowl contender. This is from Denver. Denver writes, I believe that the Packers are going to be a better football team. I don't think they're quite there yet. If they get a couple of home runs in the draft, then I think this team is going to be the winner of the NFC North. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, let's go to Joe listening to us in Menominee Falls. Joe, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call, Bill. I think with the free agent signing, obviously it's a step in the right direction. It's good that they're addressing linebacker. I was surprised. I don't want to say surprised, but the type of money some of these guys are getting linebacker-wise, it just shows, like, the market for them. As far as, like, the draft, I know this might be a home run, but, like, player that reminds me of Derwin James, I love Devin Bush from Michigan. The guy seems like a good hybrid player. I know NFL is a whole different game, but that guy, if you watched him play, that guy has the instinct of finding the ball. Packers need a player like that. You know, he can play safety a little bit. He can move up and play that linebacker. I love Blake Martinez, but I don't know. Kind of reminds me of A.J. Hawk. You know, he'll make the tackle 5 yards, 10 yards downhill, but coverage-wise, he's okay. That the Darius Smith, you know, from Baltimore, I think that guy, you look at the last 3 years, I think I saw something on Twitter, but he has improved drastically each year. And then that Preston Smith from, you know, Washington,
right.
You know, they were saying he's not going to – he hasn't had a lot of sacks, but he is a stout defender against the run. They're top 20 in getting quarterback pressures and whatnot. I think so far it's looking good. But like I was saying, it's going to be all about performing, you know, what you do on
right.
the field, you know. So
right.
Thanks for taking my call, Bill, and enjoy Arizona.
All right, man, appreciate it. He drops off, you get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. There's a couple people that wrote in, Rashawn Gary, the defensive end out of Michigan. I really like him. I think that he is probably going to be more of a top 10 pick than he is going to be somebody that falls to the Packers. But I like him. For Mark and Steven, that both had, you know, written in, that said, what about Rashawn Gary? If he's there, you grab him. He would be best available on the board at that point in time, depending on who else may or may not fall. Mark writes, in the draft, I'd love to see Jonah Williams, the offensive tackle out of Alabama. He is an experienced starter. He would immediately provide improvement at a right tackle position. If you want, if you needed a guy to come in, what you would like is if you do draft, and I know that's not what people want to hear, but if Jonah Williams is there and he, you know, a lot of the other defenders are off the board that maybe you would value in the top 15, Jonah Williams would be, because we, you know, look, I don't want to sit here and degrade in any way, shape, or form Brian Bulaga, but he's been banged up. Jonah Williams is a right tackle. That's what he is. If indeed he's there, you between, you know, picking up the cat they got out of Denver, and if you picked up Jonah Williams, you are done. Your offensive line is now set. You are pretty much good to go. I would go in that direction. Otherwise, there's some other guys that may or may not be on the board. Devin White, the inside linebacker out of LSU, I would love to see him come into this situation. If they do not bring back Clay Matthews. Also, there's some tight ends that are going to be available at the end of the first round of the draft, you would assume. I don't think TJ Hawkinson is going to fall that far, but if he does, that's a guy you could also go after. So as much as I think it's going to be a defensive-heavy draft, I also think there's some offensive opportunities here for the Packers as well. When it comes to expectations, your expectations for this upcoming season for the Green Bay Packers, have they changed with the free agent pickups? Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show broadcasting live at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. We got more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hearts of fire, streets of stone.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air here at American Family Fields of Phoenix as we're getting ready for some Brewers batting practice. They're going to be taking on the LA Angels coming up a little bit later on today. And if you... you want to check out some of the Facebook stuff that we're doing. We're posting pictures, and I'll get some more up coming up a little bit later on today as well. But nevertheless, and also there's going to be some Facebook Live today. I know Facebook yesterday, Ryan Horvat producing the show back in the studios. So yesterday, did you see some of the memes that were out of Zuckerberg, I guess, saying that Facebook was down worldwide yesterday?
Yeah, I did. The ironic thing, so I found out Facebook was down through Twitter. I went on Twitter, and yeah, Facebook, they have an account on Twitter, which is kind of weird, and they were like, hey, we're down, and everybody's like, well, hey, good thing Twitter's up, I guess, but I think Instagram was down, too, as well yesterday.
I think they're all combined now, yeah, I think they all, you know, are a part of one another.
It's
you can add to your story via Instagram that'll go to Facebook, that'll
right.
attach to Facebook.
Right. Everybody was losing their mind, I know that, over Facebook being down yesterday.
Yep. Well, I know we wanted to do some Facebook Live, and we weren't able to do it during batting practice yesterday. So that's how I kind of figured it out, because I had started to try to use it. It wouldn't load properly yesterday, and I kept trying to load it up here in the press box. And we know that, you know, with the $63 million renovation that they've had here at AmFam Fields of Phoenix, the one thing they did not do was really renovate the press box. They gutted the windows, and they put in new carpeting, but they didn't rewire the press box for internet, because they only use it, you know, for 20 dates. It's not like it's something that they're, you know, is used a ton, and it's not like a major league ballpark in that sense that you have to have everything perfect. And the internet here is sporadic. I mean, the wireless is okay, but we hardwire in to broadcast. And as you know, I mean, many people know that have listened to the program over the last couple of days, we've had some issues. So I thought it was the internet here that was bad, and it turns out as people started to, I could see it kind of happen on Twitter. I could see every now and then Facebook would pop up, and people are saying, hey, is anybody else having problems? And then, yeah, sure enough, it turned out to be kind of the worldwide thing. Posting some pictures over on the Facebook fan page now. Good morning from Phoenix as the sun came up a little while ago, and they're getting the ballpark ready for batting practice here today. Spoke with a couple of the guys this morning. We're going to talk with Billy Schmid coming up here in a little while, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. And he's going to join us. We're going to talk with him as he was in the clubhouse a little bit earlier today. I saw some of the guys a little bit earlier today as well. Saw Josh Hader today, which was pretty cool. Josh Hader's a cool cat. You ever had a chance to really sit down and talk with him, Brian?
Yeah, I'm a big Josh Hader fan. I like him a lot.
He every time he sees me, he comes over and he shakes my hand. He says, hello, Mr. Michaels, I'm Josh Hader. As if he needs to be introduced, you know?
Right, right.
So today I'm standing and I'm waiting to get my my daily credential. And he comes out. He's kind of half-dressed, and he was coming out looking for one of the PR guys. And he comes over to me, and he's like, hello, you know, Mr. Michaels, I'm Josh Hader. I said, Josh, you introduce yourself to me every time. Why? And he says, because I never assume anybody knows who I am. And I said, well, I got to admit, I mean, when we came down here last year, my wife had come with me one of the days to the ballpark and just, you know, kind of hung out in the broadcast booth while I was doing the show. And she said, she kind of leans over to me and as I'm, you know, talking to Josh. Now, this is back in the old building, not the newly renovated building, because they came right through the parking lot. And she leans over. She goes, who's that skater kid?
Right.
And I said, who are you talking about? She goes, that kid that looks like a skater dude, you know. I said, that's Josh Hader. She goes, well, who's that? And I said, well, that's the relief pitcher for the Brewers. She says, he plays baseball? Couldn't believe it.
It's crazy and because he's kind of a skinnier dude, you know?
Right, right. And he's got that kind of that quirky arm motion to him. And he just he's a lanky, you know, guy, a little bit of acne. You'd pick him maybe for 18 years old if you didn't know better, you know, from far away. And I said, no, that guy's a relief pitcher. Damn good for the Brewers. And then, obviously, he went on the tear that he had. So every time, you know, we went to the ballpark or watched it on television or what have you, you know, and he would come into the game, she'd be like, hey, there's that skater guy, you know.
Right.
So he comes over to me this morning and introduces himself as Josh Hader. We talked, what really sucks is you don't have enough time with a guy sometimes. So we talked about introductions more than we talked baseball. You know, I just said, hey, how you feeling? How you doing? You know, hey, you feel really good. You know, can't wait for the season. And he kind of turns to me and gives me a wink and says, well, we didn't finish what we started last year, so this year is our year. And I kind of said, okay, you know, we'll talk to you later. But, yeah, the discussion for the most part was about him and his introductions. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. The Bill Michaels Show coming to you live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.